Sonoma County. KZST, Santa Rosa.
This is that weird week between Christmas and New Year's when really nothing gets accomplished. Because everybody's still on vacation, kids are home from school, and you're just in that down mode, that kind of, I want to relax mode. I'm going to be here to help you do just that all night long.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah. Hey, you're leaving.
Do for you?
Oh, today's my husband and mine's 40th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Isn't it wonderful though? 40 years.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
I can't even imagine
that.
The first few were hard, but it's fun now.
It's gotten better.
It's gotten much better.
Okay, after 40 years, what's the thing that you think the quality or the character trait that your husband possesses that has helped you guys to weather the storms the most? Like if you were to pick one or two things.
Patience, patience, patience.
On your part or his part?
On my part. On his part, no, he's a good guy. He really is.
So you're the patient one?
I try to be. We raised three beautiful kids, and we have six grandchildren now, so we're happy.
Oh, thinking about our younger years. There was only you and me. We were young. Coming back for more. Baby, you're all that I want.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma comes from somebody whose heart is breaking. A listener writes, I've been with my husband for 4 years, married two. We're best friends, very honest with each other. I decided to go back to school and just recently graduated. My husband said he was so inspired by my accomplishments that he chose to go back to school and has 1 year remaining. We're receiving housing assistance from the VA, and his tuition is paid by the GI Bill. There was a mix-up on their end, and we haven't received any of our monies. It's been almost 3 months. We haven't paid our bills or our rent. We are now in threat of being evicted, and my husband has fallen into depression. He doesn't want to be near me. He sits around the house and mopes. He doesn't want the children near him or any activities with them. He's negative regarding everything. I feel that so much is in jeopardy because of his money situation. I try to stay positive and not hover over him, but I don't know what I can do. No one else knows about this. I don't know if I should tell his family. I know they would want to help, but I don't want to add fuel to the fire of his attitudes towards me. Help, I am lost and sinking in love. Well, lost in love, I will have my words of advice for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST. Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why DayQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide daytime cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. If you have high blood pressure and you need fast, powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, choose DayQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast, too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
All of this, and passionate kisses. I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest-growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Sonoma County, you've been asking what the folks behind the KZST microphones look like. Well, if you're curious, go to the internet and click on KZST.com on Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
From the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is a young married mother whose husband has slipped into a deep depression since he is not getting his benefits that are due him. And he mopes around the house. He doesn't want the children near him. He doesn't want to be near his wife. And he is in a terribly negative state of mind. Here's what you do. You go get help. You tell his family. You tell his doctor. You tell anyone and everyone connected with your husband. Depression is a serious, serious mental illness. How many calls have I taken during my career from people who've lost loved ones due to depression? And they always say, I wish I had known. I wish I had known they were suffering depression. I could have done something. You know, do something. Call his family physician. Call his superiors. Call his friends. Call his family. Have a meeting. Say, help me. I don't know what to do. Because the kind of depression you describe your husband suffering is the kind of depression that leads to divorce and sometimes suicide. So please, 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 for your health, for your mental health, reach out and get help for your husband.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
with music to warm your soul. This is KZST.
I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away. You're driving me crazy.